Now, we do have breaking news, and I believe this is the real Sauce Gardner. It's not Gravy Gardner.
Okay.
This is from his Twitter account.
All right.
Sauce Gardner from a minute ago.
Whoa.
The deal is done.
Wow.
This only the beginning. And then he thanks a couple people. I appreciate the Jets organization for believing in me, my teammates, for the blood, sweat, and tears we put in, and Jets Nation in bold. I appreciate you all supporting me. Thank you, God.
Let's
this is from
it.
Sauce.
Let's find it, though.
Let's find the deal.
Because we never see guys break their own deals.
This is literally a minute.
This would be shocking to me.
It's his Sauce Gardner's tweet.
Rappaport's got the details here.
All right, let's hear it.
The Jets and Sauce Gardner have agreed to terms on a massive new extension, making him the highest paid cornerback in NFL history.
What's the AAV? We got it?
4 years, $120 million deal, $30.1 million per year.
So he got the 0.1 over Stingley. He got 0.1 over Stingley per year. Incredible.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow. That's shocking to me.
A half an hour into the show on Sauce Gardner being, I told you he's the most important player on this team, the most important player on this defense, and you wanted a happy Sauce Gardner to make the world go round. Mougie has come in back-to-back days before training camp and took care of the star of the offense,
right. The
star of the defense, and now 3 years into their careers, he wasn't the guy that drafted him, has eliminated any distraction between the two. That is good business by the GM, and now we can stop with the nonsense calls at 888-808-1019 like we had yesterday. Sauce Gardner's a bum. You can't pay Sauce Gardner.
He's not a bum.
He's not.
I'm surprised they paid him, though.
You were the one saying don't expect a deal done this year. I thought this would be the case after they paid Garrett Wilson. And remember,
why? Just to restart it?
Restart it. Make everybody feel good. You don't want to pay what? Think about it. Those guys have been basically competing against each other on and off the field for a long time.
Right.
Sauce Gardner, did you want him going into the year where you could argue he's proven more than Garrett Wilson in terms of at his position?
Without a doubt. Accolade-wise.
Because you're talking about one of the top three corners in football. Garrett Wilson's not one of the top three wide receivers in football.
He's top 10, top five.
But you know what I mean? Like,
where is he? He's probably top 10.
All right, you could make the argument Sauce Gardner's the best corner in football, although last year was a down year. You'd get crushed if you say Garrett Wilson's the best wide receiver.
I'd say he's absolutely top five cornerback in the NFL, Sauce Gardner.
So now you have it. And I think this is really good business by this regime. It's sending an early message to that locker room. We take care of our own if it's deserving.
Mookie!
Yeah. I mean, it's that, but it's also we are establishing a base here of solid elite players. Sauce is an elite player. We know this. He's proven it with his all pros. He's proven it with his play on the field. Last year was a down year, but let's throw it out because everything about the Jets was down last year, including the front office decisions. Garrett Wilson, also one of the elite players at his position.
Right.
And so if you are Aaron Glenn and this Jet regime, you are saying we are basing ourselves with two elite players on either side of the ball that we can now build around. And you're right. It's smart.
Smart.
I'm surprised it got done, both of those guys, because it's really hard to give big deals to two guys in one offseason. But congratulations to both of them, because now they have to go earn what they just got paid.
Zero distractions heading into camp. So just to reset the breaking
news. Except
for
Jermaine Johnson, by the way.
Yes, but Jermaine Johnson coming off the injury. It's unfortunate for him. And also, look, I love Jermaine Johnson. We had him out of camp last year. Great kid, great ability.
Right.
He has not had the same success early on the way Wilson and Sauce Gardner have. So the Jets on the second day in a row here. By the way, thank you, Jets, on this All-Star Week for giving us this content. The Jets and All-Pro cornerback Sauce Gardner have agreed on a massive new extension. This from Ian Rappaport. Although Sauce Gardner himself broke it first, he is the highest-paid cornerback in NFL history. 4 years, $120.4 million, $30.1 million. Now, again, to reiterate, the highest-paid corner in football was Derek Stingley, getting $30 million per year. So this is just simple dotting the I's and crossing the T's. This is Sauce Gardner's way of saying, I'm the highest-paid corner in football by 0.1 mil per year.
Not that it matters at all.
It's just funny.
It's just funny.
It is.
Now, incredible. People will argue Derek Stingley's a better player because he had, five interceptions a year ago. He's got double digits on his career. Sauce has three in his career, correct? I think three in his career, but it's bigger than that. It's more scheme and everything else. But Sauce Gardner, deservedly so, has the biggest contract in NFL history for a cornerback. And I mean, look, I'm impressed with the Jets for getting it done because it's hard. That's really hard, and they got it done, and it seemed easy.
Yeah, and credit, again, I can't believe Sauce Gardner broke it himself. Good job, Tommy, all over the Sauce Gardner.
I mean, that's actually the most impressive thing, to be honest with you.
It's insanity. All right, so Jet fans, let's go. 888-808-1019. Your reaction. There were several of you that called yesterday screaming at me and Tiki that the Jets should not pay Sauce Gardner after paying Garrett Wilson. You didn't show enough. Oh, you got to teach him how to tackle, this, that, and the other. That's now out the window. It's a four-year deal. He is here to stay. I think this is great business by Darren Mougi. 888-808-1019. Matt in Hackensack. Matt, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I'm officially not a Jets fan anymore, and I'm not joking around. This is I can't believe the guy can't tackle and he can't cover. Okay, I watched the games. There was somebody from New England last year. I didn't know his name. I think he came up from the practice
Boutte?
Squad and he burned him late in the game.
Yeah,
That was Boutte. Matt, he had a rough year. What about the first 2 years of Sauce Gardner? He couldn't cover anybody?
No, you know what happened? All right, so I'm 6'4". I'm not really athletic, obviously. I'm just an average Joe, right? He's about my height. And he just, like, always bails and plays like a follow technique or something, and he never gets his head around. And the quarterbacks started to figure him out because they throw his way. He doesn't get his head around. And then when the game's on the line, he never comes up big. Plus, he can't tackle. He's a poor man's Antonio Cromartie. And Antonio Cromartie got picked on when Revis was there. But Antonio Cromartie actually made plays. Okay, in playoff games.
But Matt,
okay, so
what are we talking about
here? You make him the highest paid corner in the league?
Matt, this is
a joke.
Matt, he made plays, Antonio Cromartie, because he got targeted. Half of why you're paying Sauce Gardner, if he's that good, is he is going to get targeted less. And look at that other side of that cornerback room. You want to be able to take away half the field. And for all the talk about the tackling and everything else, your new head coach, who a lot of us are inspired by, Tiki, talks a good game.
Right.
Part of the allure of hiring him was he was a number one cornerback on the freaking New York Jets, as he liked to point it. He knows that position. He knows what comes with it in this town. He didn't even have half the ability that Sauce Gardner has.
Right.
You have Darrell Revis still hanging around. I understand that's who Sauce Gardner is always going to be compared to. How about a little faith in the coaching? If any head coach, think about how many times we talk about head coaches getting hired to work on the quarterback position.
Right.
That's why we wanted Brian Daboll sticking around. If any head coach is going to fix whatever flaws were found in Sauce Gardner's game last year, wouldn't it be the guy who's already done it in this town?
Yeah, it would be. Now, look, I'm just watching film on him as we're talking about him now, Sauce Gardner. Like, he played a lot. He's right. He plays a lot of bail, and a lot of it is recovery. But especially towards the end of the season, it just feels like there was no energy.
Right.
Right? It was just kind of lackadaisical. But if you go watch at the beginning of the season, it's a different story. Right? And I know that Sauce gets a lot of criticism because he doesn't make a ton of plays. You know how many times he got targeted last year? 53.
That's it.
53 in 17 games. It's just three a game.
Six of them by Boutte in that Patriot game that he brought up.
No,
which was a bad moment.
I mean, it was. So you have bad games sometimes. So 53 targets. That was it.
Yeah. And sometimes, too, you bank on or you pay a guy on what you think they're about to become. Actually, that really isn't sometimes. That's what you really should be doing
in the
NFL.
That's the only way you pay a guy.
Yeah.
Because you think there's more to his game.
Exactly. And I got to think that Aaron Glenn and Darren Mougi, look, if they don't need to see a year of Sauce Gardner doing this, they've seen enough and know what they think they can get out of him. And we have to remind ourselves of that. It's bad business to pay a guy based on what he's already done.
And by the way, forget the money. The money doesn't matter. The money, he's the highest paid cornerback in NFL history because he was the next one to get paid.
Exactly.
That's really all that's about.
And be thankful that it was by 0.1 per year.
What's the full breakdown of the deal? Do we have it yet? What's the guaranteed number?
I don't have the guaranteed number in front of
me.
I'm sure it's out there.
It's a four-year deal. It's not like it's a six-year deal. It's a four-year deal.
4 years, and the total amount is 120.4, 30.1. I do not see the guarantees in front of me, but we will keep updating that.
Right, because that matters, obviously.
Yeah, and Sauce Gardner himself, again.
I got it. It's $60 million guaranteed.
So it's a two-year deal. So what are we talking about?
That's it. Yeah, you're right.
Right. So calm down. It is what it is. If he craps the bed, they'll move off of him in 2 years. So I know people get up like crazy about these things, but only look at the guaranteed money. The big number doesn't matter. The guaranteed money is the only thing that matters. And so when you look at it, if his AAV is 30 a year and the guarantee is 60, it's a two-year deal. This was no different than what we talked about. I told you in real time about the Daniel Jones deal.
Sure.
It is a two-year deal. Look at the guaranteed money. And in 2 years, what happened? The Giants moved off of him. The same thing could happen with Sauce if he's not nearly as advertised. So I'm telling you, Jet fans, calm down. Don't hand in your fan cards. Don't get all pissy and pissed off. Just hope and assume that Aaron Glenn is going to get Sauce Gardner playing the way that he played his first 2 years when he was all pro.
That's interesting. $60 million guarantee. Good. That's a good read by Tiki. It is, in theory, only a two-year deal. And
this is why Jets fans get a bad rap, because this is what Jets fans have wanted. Every single offseason, we go into the offseason and preseason with issues. We locked up our two biggest guys. We did it.
You hear that, Paulie? The Jet pom-poms are back out for
Seriously, what are Jets fans complaining about?
Paulie, I agree with you. And nobody has liked to tweak the Jets more the last 2 years than me. This is good business for them. And I think even better business the way Tiki laid it out those 2 years. I don't understand the issue here. 888-808-1019. Steve in West Islip. Steve, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I just think he's super overrated, you know? Like, he thinks that he's way better than he is, and this contract is going to confirm that, and he's just going to come in like a prima donna next year.
How do you
And he had an off year next year, just past year, and who's not going to say he's going to have an off year this year when the Jets don't live up to expectations? It's just he's like a poor man Deion Sanders,
Steve,
man.
Steve,
like,
so what was the alternative, Steve? Steve, you wanted to what? Trade Sauce Gardner? You didn't want him here long term, and then what are you doing at the cornerback position? Honestly, what's the alternative?
There is no alternative. That's why I hate being a Jets fan, because we just...
fair enough, Steve.
That is fair.
Look, if I'm going to come at you with the alternative and you admit there is no alternative and you hate being a fan, that's tough to argue. Look, calm down. I'm envious that you get a deal done like that with a corner, and I can't express this enough. Tiki brought up the two-year part of this, paying Garrett Wilson. The beauty of failing at the quarterback position and not having a rookie or one locked up to a long-term deal and maybe being in the realm to draft a rookie next year is that you can afford to keep talent at price tags like this. That is the way the rookie pay scale works, and the Jets don't even have that rookie quarterback on their roster yet, which makes both of these deals tenable.
Right. It makes it feel like there are still a couple of years before you really have urgency about the staff.
Absolutely. 888-808-1019. Kevin in Denville. Kevin, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's going on,
man? Good.
Guys, this, finally, the Jets have young players that are good. When was the last time we had good young studs at premium positions? We've been laying low. It's been a quiet offseason, and now they're back in the news for all the right reasons. I love this. They did a great job. I'm loving Muji. And for those that think that Sauce shouldn't have gotten paid, the guy was arguably the best corner in football for the first 2 years. Last year, agreed, a little up and down. But really, that whole team, you could take it and throw it in the garbage. I mean, you fired your coach after week five, and Rodgers was what he was last year. And so probably,
you're starting to lose you, Kevin. Sorry. Look, one more point to add to this. I have to give Tommy on Twitter a little credit on this, too. Not our Tommy. Another Tommy. You're right. The Sauce Gardner deal, 2 years, whatever, but it's a two-year extension on the 2 years he had left.
Right.
So it's actually still a four-year deal.
So it's 2 years. No, it can't be.
It's a six. He's under contract for six total years now.
So that 2 years of guaranteed is going to be, you know, we have to see the way it's structured, but 2027, 2028, and then he has the deals into 2029, 2030.
So this deal goes to 2030. So this is what confuses me.
Yes.
So
we
he
had
still
this
has his 2025 deal.
Mm-hmm.
He has his franchise tag deal.
Right.
So the fifth-year option.
Correct.
And then this kicks in 2 years from now. And then it's 2 years guaranteed.
So yesterday we had this confusion with the Garrett Wilson deal, and it was off by a year. The what I am reading right now says this deal is going to go till 2030. So that would actually be a five-year deal. Same thing that we witnessed yesterday.
Right.
So it's not. This includes the year they would have paid the franchise tag. So it's actually a three-year deal. Let's walk through this, right?
Right.
He has this last year of a deal. It's a four-year extension. That would be 2026, taking us to 2030.
This is why I always say the salary cap is fungible, because it is such nonsense. It means nothing. It's impossible for even those that understand it to understand it.
Right. Exactly.
So because they picked up his fifth-year option.
Mm-hmm. But now, by picking up the fifth-year option, that's going to be included in the framework of this four-year extension.
Right. So that's part of the deal.
Yes. Exactly. But this is this is when we're doing radio in real time and we're getting these details to come out. And you also forget 2030 sounds like it's 10 years away. It's actually
five years
away. We're only in 2025, not 6 years away.
Right.
So either way, Sauce Gardner locked up. So he will finish out this year, and then the extension kicks in. So in theory, with that $60 million guaranteed, this is basically three more years guaranteed of Sauce Gardner.
Right.
I still think that's good business. I mean, I do. I know it's different than 2 years like Daniel Jones. I still think it's good business.